How many of you made New Year's resolutions? No one? You got nothing? Oh, geez. Who made New Year's goals? Okay, two people. You want to share? Three people. Amen. It's hard to come behind that. Anybody else want to share? So suppose you could change anything about yourself. What would it be? Would it be you'd be skinnier, taller, shorter, better looking? Would you change your eyes, your hair, your teeth, your legs? Would you begin by changing your outward appearance? Would it be a light touch-up or a extreme makeover? Would we even recognize you if you were to implement those changes? I can remember when I was a little girl growing up looking in the mirror, and you know, as little kids, we're always finding something wrong with our appearance, and so I always wanted my nose to be different. I think we all go through periods where we desperately want to change our outward appearance. Some teenagers live in a state of constant fear that they don't look good enough, and so they experiment with the latest fads and fashions. When we grow up older, we get smarter. We become content with how we look. Everything is perfect with us, right? Or do we? Are we really content? We spend hours trying to find the right outfit, the right dress, the right shirt, just the right pair of pants, the right suit, so that we can fit in with whoever and what crowd that we are trying to impress. We diet obsessively and work out. Okay, I diet obsessively and I work out, which is good for our health, but it can be a losing battle because after we lose that weight, we look up and it comes back. It tends to somehow just creep back up again, and we have to start the process all over. Finally, at some point, we reach the stage in life where it's easier to simply just cover things up than to lose it. And in extreme cases, we may just give up altogether and stop really caring what we look like. But as hard as it is to change on the outside, it seems infinitely harder to change the inside. If there's anything we know about human nature, it's that people change slowly, if they change at all. There's a book titled, How Long Does It Take to Break a Bad Habit? By Blackmores, that says it takes a minimum of 21 days for an old mental image to dissolve and a new one to gel. More recently, a study said that 96 people published in the European Journal of Social Psychology found it took on an average of 66 days to form a new habit, such as eating fruit for lunch or running for 15 minutes a day. Change can be hard. So think about the struggles of your own life. What would you change about yourself on the inside, if you could? Would you change having an impatient spirit, a critical tongue, envy, spirit of discontentment, lingering resentment, lust, poor finances, or financial management? Would it be a guilty conscience, inability to work with others? Have I hit home yet? Don't worry, I got more. Would you change being overbearing, stubborn, judgmental spirit, quick tempered, discouragement, inability to appreciate life, ungratefulness, doubt, disorganization? Would it be a mean streak that you just can't seem to get rid of? Well, whatever it is, we all want to change something, but sometimes we don't know how to do it. Sometimes we just don't know where to begin. That's why a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. We figure we must start somewhere. We all dream of being something different, better than we were yesterday. Advertisers know this. That's why our televisions, billboards, emails are crammed with marketing ads promising if we just do this one thing or wear this one product or smell like this, you can lose weight now, you can make money overnight, you can learn a new language just like that and become a better person. That's the reason why they flood our emails and they flood the advertising industry with these things, this one thing, a quick fix to make it all better. I received one the other day that said, allow me to share with you how to get rid of stubborn back fat. And I was just like, where did this come from? You remember that Old Spice commercial? The one where he was constantly transitioning into something else, and it was just telling the man, if you would wear Old Spice, you would be the man of her dreams. What about the commercial where it says, choosy moms choose Jif? So if you don't choose Jif, you're not a choosy mom. We all dream of being something different and better than the person we are today. And the advertising industry has tapped into that. They make change look so easy, but I'm here to tell you that sometimes change is hard. There are mounds of self-help books to help people change, but when we get up in the morning and we look into the mirror, all we see is the same old person looking back at us. That's why we move, change jobs, get a facelift, buy a new car, start a new career, get a new boyfriend or girlfriend. I'm not going to say a husband or a wife. Go to a new church, join a club, start working out, buy a new outfit. You get my point. It's not as if things are wrong in themselves. There's nothing wrong with those things in themselves, but sometimes we need to make those changes. But it's not the outward stuff that trips us up. It's the inside stuff that trips us up. That brings us to the passage of scripture for this morning that comes from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse. It says, and do not be conformed. Somebody say conform. To this world, but be ye transformed. Somebody say transformed. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Let me read that into your hearing again. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You know, Earl Nightingale said, the opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice, it's conformity. He said that we live in a golden age. This is the age that humanity has looked forward to, dreamed of, and worked toward for thousands of years. We live in the richest era that has ever existed on the face of the earth, a land of abundant opportunity for everyone. However, if you take 100 individuals who start even at the age of 25, do you have any idea what will happen to those men or women by the time they are 65? 100 people believe that they are going to be successful. They are eager toward life. There is a certain sparkle in their eye, their erectness to their carriage, and the life seems like a pretty interesting adventure to them. But by the time they are 65, only one will be rich. 4 will be financially independent, 5 will still be working, and 54 will be broke and dependent on others for the necessity of life. Only 5 out of 100 make the grade. Why do so many fail? What has happened to the sparkle that they once had at the age of 25? What has become of the dreams, the hopes, and the plans? And why is there such a large disparity between those people intended to do and those that actually accomplish? And it's that word, conformity. It's easy to do what everybody else is doing. It's easy to go back to old patterns and old ways, but it's hard to make change that is needed. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. But you know, knowledge alone will not save us, and knowledge alone certainly will not change us. Notice the word transfigured. The Greek word for is transformed in Romans 12:2. It's related to the English word metamorphosis. Somebody said metamorphosis. See, I asked you to say it because sometimes I don't pronounce it correctly. You will recall the science class that metamorphosis is a process by which a caterpillar becomes a butterfly and a tadpole becomes a frog. It is a gradual change on the inside that produces the total transformation on the outside. I use the word transfigure because this same Greek word is used for transfiguration of Christ when the true glory of Christ began to shine through his humanity, and he was transformed before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could ever bleach them. That's Mark 9:2-3. See, the word means to be changed or transformed from one thing to another. When Jesus was transfigured, he did not cease to be Jesus. He was still who he had been moments before, but by the time, that brief time, James, Peter, and John saw the real Jesus, the true Son of God from heaven, he did not cease to be a man, but his true identity was revealed to them as the true God of the true God. Consider what happens when a caterpillar enters the cocoon. Only to emerge later as a beautiful butterfly. The caterpillar does not change its basic nature. Metamorphosis reveals what's always there in the genes of the caterpillar. When it's a caterpillar, it cannot fly, but they were born to fly. How do we solve that conundrum? Metamorphosis. Somebody say metamorphosis. When the caterpillar has been changed into a butterfly, it becomes what God has always intended for it to be. So you knew I was going somewhere with all that information I was sharing, right? It's the same for us. When we renew our mind with the word of God, we become that what God has always intended for us to be. When the Apostle John said, "Now we are the children of God, and what will be has not yet been made known," 1 John 3:2. He was talking about our future, when we are with the Lord in heaven, but he is also talking about what is true in life. God is in the transformation business, and you can tell who will end where or what plans God has for you and me tomorrow. God is determined that we will all be like Jesus in the end. According to Romans 8:29, it says that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. All of us are a work in progress. We are not finished products. We are not finished, not glorified, not perfected, not completed. We are all under construction. If you've ever visited a construction zone, you know, it's full of noise and it looks messy. And with all the hammering and the banging and all the stuff that occurs, it's hard to imagine when will the results be finished. How many times have we passed by the construction sites on the freeway and we said, they're always working on this road. Are they going to ever finish? Or is that just me? Eventually, the construction gets finished and the roads are clear. But God never stops working on us because there is so much work that needs to be done. Romans 12:2 teaches us about spiritual metamorphosis. God intends that we will slowly but surely be transformed into the image of Christ. It will not happen by accident. It does not happen overnight. It cannot happen without the Holy Spirit. It happens when we make a personal commitment. Somebody say commitment. It happens with the godly encouragement of other Christians. It happens as we become what God made us to be. It happens as we behold the glory of Jesus Christ. According to John Piper, this is how the mind of the renewed by steadfastly gazing at the glories of Christ for what they really are. We must pursue the Lord so that we may know him better and better. Then and only then will we be transformed by the renewing of our mind. As we seek God, God seeks us. As we approach this new year, let us approach it with determination to be who God has called us to be. Let us enter into our cocoon and let us emerge as butterflies. Let the metamorphosis process take place in our own lives. Let us seek God with our whole heart. Let us be diligent to seek God and his direction. Let us put God first as we're entering into this new year. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Yep, still want me to preach some more? Did that make sense? Okay, three people talking back, shaking their head. Really, let us put God first in this upcoming year. Amen.